Hey, what's up, guys? It's Courtney with Huntsville Homeschool Guide, your North Alabama resource for homeschool information, and you are in tune with T-Mill.
Support for In Tune with T-Mill comes from the Melanin Pride magazine and merchandise, where representation matters. The Melanin Pride is a publishing outlet based out of Alabama for Black-owned and minority businesses worldwide. The Melanin Pride magazine is a place where Black and brown entrepreneurs can showcase their talents, business, and organizations around the world. More information available at themelaninpride.com. For 10% off your purchase, enter the promo code TMILL10. That's TMILL10. In Tune with T-Mill is powered by the Maitland Conservatory, a modern arts education entity designed to give students hands-on training and experience in areas such as music production, contemporary instrument training, vocal coaching, songwriting, music business, music engineering, and much more. Now offering interactive virtual lessons. More information at themaitlandconservatory.org.
T-Mill, come out and play.
Play it loud.
We're changing the status quo one voice at a time through music, edutainment, children, and awareness. We're progressing and preserving the culture through real conversations with people who've had real success. Multicultural artists and musicians, models, entrepreneurs, innovators, and activists. This is Paradox East, and you are in tune with T-Mill. Powered by the MaitlandConservatory.org.
Thank you for listening to In Tune with T-Mill.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of In Tune with T-Mill. I'm your host, T-Mill. We are live from the Rocket City. You will now be encouraged and entertained. Nothing will change until you change something. We are here to change the status quo one more time. Joining me, as always, I got the usual suspects in the building. I want you guys to make some noise for the super producer, JQ, out here doing podcasts and webinars and all that type of stuff, man. If you haven't checked out any of her podcasts, please make sure you get in contact with her. Check out the 80 podcasts that she's doing every day, producing, hosting, and all that good stuff. Also in the building, we have Marcus Sims. What's going on, bro?
I took a bath today, T-Mill.
One step in the right direction. Did you at least have soap? No, so that's the next step. The first step is the bath.
Listen, you know, COVID's been hard for me. You know, I'm just going to own it. So, you know, I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and let's go for it. Hot shower for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, man, we all got to save money, man. I'm telling you, we save money out here in these streets. Quarantining and 1 month or one shower a month. That's how we doing out here. Also, tell us about the who's checking in, man. You've been checking in with everybody. There's a couple people I know you still haven't got to, but I appreciate that look and seeing the people that you're checking in with to, you know, just check up on people. How's that going?
Yeah, man, the show comes on. We run it and we put it on WJB.org, also on my Facebook page and WJB's Facebook page. And our latest episode, we talked with William Hampton. You guys know him. You interviewed him before, and we talked about Huntsville Revisited, and you know, William Hampton's just like a fountain of knowledge. I did like 30 minutes with William, and we didn't even touch the iceberg with that brother of information. We also recently spoke with Mark Lacey about Brand Crush Sundays. We've had a lot. We've been blessed to have a lot of individuals that maybe have connections to this individual into the city. Excuse me. But, yeah, you can go to WJB.org and catch all the latest episodes of everything that's going down. We're putting a spotlight on the news in the area. Pretty much what you're doing here. I just stole your idea and made it a little less beautiful, T-Mill.
I think you upgraded it, man. You stole all my secrets and cheat codes, man, and just added your own sauce on top of it. You know, again, with doing all the things that you're doing at JAB, and especially with the afternoon expressions and then the Saturday morning reggae, you just combined all that in a gumbo and was just like, yo, I'm going to show T-Mill how to do this.
Yeah, this show is just like yours, except we burn a little incense during the show. That's it.
Long as they that Badu smoke, that Badu smoke be putting people out. So joining us on the show today to explore the benefits of homeschooling. My guest today is both an educator and an advocate for education, innovation. Hailing from a small town known as Butler, Alabama, she's authentic and compassionate, giving children the best chance in their education, especially during the time through COVID. She's bringing solutions to the table rather than excuses and complaints and complaining all over Facebook. Word on the street is she's also launching a podcast coming soon. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Courtney to the show.
I see what you did there. Okay.
Knocked it out of the park.
I see what you did there.
Give me the ball, coach. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Awesome. Yeah. So we are here to talk about COVID solutions. Teaching in a COVID class, sending our kids to a COVID tent. Our teachers, our educators. We're just going to get straight to the root of what is going on because this is an important issue. So before we jump into some resources and talking about COVID class, tell us a little bit about why you became a homeschool, why did you start this journey of homeschooling and teaching others how to do this and being in this community?
Well, you know, I never actually planned the homeschool. It kind of fell into my lap. I was, I had a young 5-year-old that was coming out of preschool, 4 or 5-year-old. She was coming out of preschool and I was looking for a school for her to attend to. And at the moment, I didn't have the desire. Well, I was in a district where going to public school wouldn't have been in her best interest. So I decided I would start looking at private schools. And then I kept seeing that they were either super, super godly and not that great academically or not that great academically and weren't going to do anything much for her character. Or, she'd just be an oddball there. So socioeconomically, she'd be out of place there. So we just decided we would launch the homeschool. We would try to homeschool because also at the same time, I was pregnant with my son. And so I didn't have any plans to send him to daycare. So I would have been paying for private school, paying to fill in the gaps for the private school, and paying for daycare. So by the time I did that, that was my check. So that's how I ended up actually deciding to homeschool because I figured I could do the character building and the education myself. Now that's how I started off in the game. Now I homeschool for many, 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 many other reasons. But that's how I started.
Awesome. Awesome. Marcus Sims.
Yeah, I guess one of the key things I want to ask is we're starting to, I know I work on the college campus and I'm working around a lot of students actually. They're going to start coming back, if I'm correct, early next week. What do you have to say to the, what message would you very early say to parents who are going to be sending their kids back to school? I'm talking about middle school, high school, college. What's a couple things that you'd want to throw out there to them? I know my cousins, they go to private school in Birmingham and they actually started last week also. So there are some schools in the state that have already started, but what would you tell those parents very early on as you're sending your kid to school, maybe a tip or just something to watch out for?
As far as health or education?
As far as health right now.
Well, I'm a proponent of making sure that I am the healthiest person I can be. So in a COVID environment, we don't want our bodies to be susceptible to getting even more sick. So I know for sure I cut down on my white breads, my sugars, my, the candies and whatnot. Make sure they're getting a lot of rest, a lot of water, and eating nutritiously dense foods. At least they can get prepared for the day. And that's not going to just impact them successfully as far as their health is concerned, but as they're also going through education, that there'll be their minds will be more ready. I can't really speak too much to sending my kids back to school because, you know, I personally don't, it's not my area of expertise. I know about schooling them at the house. But, you know, and I also would encourage them, if their schools are willing to be flexible, take as much advantage of that as they can, remembering that the key areas for children to not fall behind in is reading, writing, and math. And if they have to miss those other courses to prevent their exposure to COVID, 100% take advantage of that if that's an option for them this year. I don't know how flexible schools are going to be when they're requiring you to come in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this. What are some of the advantages that you've seen very early on about home schooling for everyone who might be interested in it? How has homeschooling benefited you and benefited the family? Some pros to it.
Oh, man. So homeschooling gives you the unique opportunity to set the standard for what your education is going to be without anybody else telling you that you can't do it. Like, we are blessed. I know we have our issues with the state of Alabama, but one of the wonderful parts about the state of Alabama, is, when you fall under a private school or church school umbrella, state of Alabama really leaves you alone. And so you literally can do what you want to do. All those classes that we're trying to get put in the school system to teach us about ourselves, you don't have to worry about that in the homeschool world. You homeschool them how they need it, when they need it, whenever they need it. And you have 100% control of that. Very little regulation at all. So that is the best part, I feel like, in my opinion, about homeschooling. You can advance as fast as you need. You can slow down as much as you need. Whatever material you want to dive in, you can do it. However you want to teach it, you can teach it that way. And it's basically catered. Just imagine if you had a teacher that catered, that had a one-to-one ratio, one teacher to one student, and that teacher did everything in the way that worked for that kid. That's what homeschooling is.
And T-Mail, I think also you can't use the excuse that you're late to class anymore.
No. I mean, you know, hey, man, I don't wake up till 9:45, man. So they just going to have to, figure that out, man. And when I want breakfast, I mean, I've got to have it things set in a certain way. That's the whole reason why I didn't go to school. I can't get to school at 10 a.m. I got to get there when I get there. You know what I mean? So they got to adhere to some of those circumstances.
Now, real quick, for those who may not know, is it set up similar to like regular school hours, like how the kids may go from, I guess, what, 8 until 2 or 3 or whatever? Is that how the homeschool hours are, or do you make those up yourself?
We make those up ourselves. You got to remember that, there's a difference between homeschool and school at home. You're talking about school at home when I take the public school system and I bring it into, into my home. But if you look at the requirements actually for kids to learn, your kindergartner is in class from 8 to 2, but they really only need about an hour of coursework, 2 hours max, to get everything they need done academically. So the reality is that, you know, if you're doing the homeschool thing, you don't have to start at 8. You can start at 10 to 12. See? And be done with school for the day. and be done with school for the day. If you have a kid that's not really an early riser, you know, even the public school system, it was either in Oregon or Washington, one of those areas where they kept noticing, they kept having tardies and kids not performing well in first period. So they knocked the start time back like 30 minutes, and it drastically decreased the tardy and the issues they were having in that first period just by letting teenagers sleep a little longer. And so that's all according to what's best for the student, what's best for the family. If I'm a work at home mom, I might start my school day a little bit later so that I can get up, knock out some work, and then start school with my kid and have the rest of the day with my child. So it's whatever you determine is best for your kid. The subjects, how, what order they come in, not come in, how, what order you teach them in, totally up to you.
And see, you know, I appreciate that I was able to help them with that study. You know, I was that child that, you know, just couldn't do it. And I told them, look, you guys got to change this. This is not going to work. This plan needs to be revitalized. And if you do this, just follow my lead. This is all going to work out. And they said, you know what? We got to listen to this kid. This kid's on to something. And I appreciate my ability.
That's exactly what happened.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what happened. Was this high school or college?
This was both high school and college. I had to go through the same thing when I got to college. I had to tell them. I told them in the fourth grade. This was, you know, elementary. I said, look, y'all got to change this. This ain't going to work. So for the parents that are out here that are, you know, again, we're under this pandemic and they may not have all the resources, or they may think that it costs. They may think that it's not affordable. They may think it costs too much for homeschool, or they can't afford it at this time. Oh. You know, they're already sending their children to public school, which again, they don't, you know, in a sense have to pay for. We're paying for it in taxes. But for the parents that think it's too expensive, or it's something that they can't afford, or maybe they don't have the time to do it themselves, are there solutions for them to send, you know, their children to maybe a neighborhood school or places like that, or to get grants or anything like that?
Okay, so in the state of Alabama, you cannot get a grant to homeschool. So, you know, even though we're still paying taxes into the school system, you know, we just paying for the school system. But there are a multitude. There's expensive options. There's inexpensive options as to how you're going to homeschool. And so if you are tight on a budget, you pick more of the inexpensive options as far as curriculum is concerned. And if you got a little more money in your budget, then you move on with the whatever works for you. But you can still do school at home. You can still use the public school system at the house. You know, just keep in mind that it doesn't take as much time to get that work done. So even though they're they're at home, you might see that the schoolwork that they're doing, even through the public school system, is getting done a lot faster, which gives them opportunities to do other things and invest your money into things such as a podcasting class, or at the Maitland Conservatory, the music classes there, the abundance of, you know, the production classes, piano, violin, all of those type of things. It might be art, it might be some other sort of sports, swim, you know, those type of things. It just gives you more opportunity to spend more time in those things instead of spending majority of your day in academics. But, you know, it all depends. It's more like a, if something you need is generally available to you. Now, if you don't want to do public school at home, and there are hybrid schools in Huntsville, about four or five of them, there's even a public school at home option in Athens, Alabama, where it's already set up like that, where the kids go into school twice a week and then they come home the other 3 days. So a lot of working moms set up their schedules where they're working when their kids are at school all day. So it's a gamut. However, if you're trying to do like the hybrid option in a homeschool methodology, it is going to cost you a little bit of money, because you're going to have to pay tuition for those schools. It's about four or five of them in Huntsville. But, you know, that's just a matter of finding curriculum. And then you can also find curriculum used secondhand, just like we would go up to Kids Market and buy clothes that have already been used and consigned that way. You can do the same thing with your curriculum. So it's a abundance of options. But if you don't have any money, there's a whole K-12 curriculum online called Easy Peasy, all in one school. The whole curriculum, every subject is free. So it's just a matter of what you're looking for.
Now, if they're looking for a hybrid, is that kind of like in Aliens, when the aliens started out real small and then got like super huge and they had to like blast it off the ship? Is that how the schools are, like kind of small and big?
I don't know what you're talking about, T-Mail. But the hybrid school, or a micro school is what we call it, they're generally pretty small. And you get to pick what you want your kids to do, what curriculum you want them to do, and you can take them to the school and there are proctors there that help them along that process. But like I said, when someone else is doing it, it costs a little bit more. But you can also, if you know somebody, a tutor or something, another stay-at-home mom, you can also arrange it that way where they are your proctor. You can figure something out that way. That's highly argued in the homeschool community, but I'm on team. That is definitely something you can do.
Awesome. All right, before we get out of here, I want to point out something that may be an incentive to parents to at least start looking at investing or ways that they can make this happen for their children. Do you think there's any cultural advantages to these homeschool options? And, you know, being Huntsville or wherever people are watching from, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that live there that don't look like them, that have different cultural experiences. Do you think that there's any cultural advantages to doing, you know, homeschool, private schools, micro schools, hybrid schools, all that good stuff?
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me when you say cultural advantages.
Or, I mean, think about just for the history. So when you look at Native American children or Asian children or African children and just...
Absolutely. As I stated earlier, you have the option of, you know, teaching it the way you want it to be taught. There's a curriculum out there now called Woke Homeschooling. It's $40 for the workbook. And she guides you beginning to end on appropriate, you know, not whitewashed history regarding, you know, the natives, the African people, the Asian Americans as they came in and helped build the railroad. A lot of us hadn't even heard of that, that the Asians were, you know, a major part in building the railroad. And so, you know, that gets taught according to what you deem is appropriate. And you have more time to do that because it's not extracurricular. It is the curriculum. So any methodology. This year, we are actually doing geography with our kids and my two younger ones, my fifth grader and my third grader. And we're going to do geography based on our ancestry results. So we're going to take both of our ancestry DNA results, and we're going to highly focus on those countries. And then after we focus on those countries, we'll focus on their friends and where their descendants from. So they have one friend that's Filipino and Haitian. They have another friend that's from, their parent is from Fiji. So we're going to like point to different people around them and like kind of trace back to where their families descended from. And that's how we're going to teach geography. And so then you get to teach geography from the people's perspective and not the people that wrote its perspective. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, that is super dope, man. Shout out to Tribe Called Quest because I like them white, brown, Puerto Rican, Asian, you know? So again, there's a lot of advantages and incentives to homeschool. And I hope you guys were able to find some information that can help move you towards action and lead you towards a solution in the time that we're in to not only invest, but enhance our children's experiences and education. Courtney, where can they go for more information from this or how to get started? Or if they just want to contact you because they connect with you, where can they contact you for more information?
Oh, go to my website, HuntsvilleHomeschoolGuide.com. And if you need to get in contact with me, just leave me a message in one of the contact pages at the end of the page, at the bottom of the page, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. But that page is largely about Alabama, but it'll give you lots of tips and tricks. There's curriculum, there's extra resources, all on that website for you.
Awesome. Well, Courtney, thank you so much, and we appreciate your time, and also looking forward to that podcast that's coming out.
Totally Super Mom podcast. We're going to get there, Tim. We're going to get there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and then shout out to all the parents that are out here, again, homeschooling and providing these different resources, and again, just enhancing and strengthening, and all the teachers across all the boards, you know, to anyone teaching anything, like, we feel you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. We all in this together.
Support for In Tune with T-Mill comes from the Melanin Pride magazine and merchandise, where representation matters. The Melanin Pride is a publishing outlet based out of Alabama for Black-owned and minority businesses worldwide. The Melanin Pride magazine is a place where Black and brown entrepreneurs can showcase their talents, business, and organizations around the world. More information available at themelaninpride.com. For 10% off your purchase, enter the promo code TMIL10. That's TMILL10. In Tune with T-Mill is powered by the Maitland Conservatory, a modern arts education entity designed to give students hands-on training and experience in areas such as music production, contemporary instrument training, vocal coaching, songwriting, music business, music engineering, and much more. Now offering interactive virtual lessons. More information at themaitlandconservatory.org.